today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Halloween Kills comes out October 15th after being delayed a year due to the pandemic.
It's amazing how young she was when she started these movies, and now she's sold. She's actually giving out hard candy to trick-or-treaters.
I don't want to hear the vibrator
Mike,
song.
I request it right now, please.
You know what?
If you're not into vibrators, dude, you're missing out. They're good for men, too.
Okay? I know.
Not just for women.
I understand. Are you going to have a Sure Thing anymore, or is it just not Merle?
What's up? Well, yes, I have a new pick that I'm calling the DV, the diamond variant. There's nothing you can do to stop it, baby!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in great places like Boca Raton, Florida.
That's a good one.
I know it's Boca Raton.
Are you coming down to Boca Raton?
It would be great if you could come down to Uncle June's in Boca.
Gonna wear a mask.
Make sure you mask yourself.
We got Florida in the news again today. Okay. We got a Florida guest on, a Florida man guest too.
Yes, we do.
Sort of.
As a matter of fact,
Santa Monica, California. Kanye, Greece.
Kanye.
No, it's not Kanye.
Here's my. It's spelled C H A N I A, which I would go Kanye.
Right.
Or Kania. And then the pronouncer is K double A N I Y capital A A.
Kanya. Kanya.
That's
Kanya.
What is it?
Kanya.
You wrote it.
I know. Kanya. There was actually, Mike, there were about five different pronouncers all over the place. And I went with a travel log from there. And remind me how it's spelled on the sheet.
C-H-A-N-I-A.
No, the pronouncer. The pronouncer.
K, small a, dash, capital N-I-Y, nothing else but lowercase double A.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Kania.
Oh, yeah.
Kania.
Yeah, what?
I was remembering it. Kania. Kania. Greece.
Kania.
Kania.
George Washington, Texas City, Texas, and Lima, Peru. Or Lima, Peru.
Lima.
Lima. It's Lima, Mike. I've been to Lima.
That's very exciting. That's great. Well, it's welcome to the show. We're very excited. We've got a very unique guest that's going to be joining us in a second here. Then later in the show today, we have Nikki Diamond, because tonight is the night, the debut of the NFL.
Damn
very
AFL.
Exciting. It's very, very exciting. But let's get our first guest, because she's been waiting, because when we have a guest, inevitably, something goes down.
Yeah.
Wait, today it was Oscar saying, can I take a quick pee? And it was a 14-minute pee.
I got water.
Yeah. It was a long pee. Hi, guest. Let me introduce you properly here. Sarah Hester Ross is
Hello,
a musical
boys.
Comedian. Hello there. She's based in Las Vegas, where she recently started a limited month-long residency as a featured performer at The Notoriety in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street, the real Las Vegas.
That's
baby.
The real
Hell
deal,
yeah.
baby.
Hell yeah.
She appears every Thursday night in a 90-minute show featuring all original music and comedy. She is a TikTok star discovered by our own, I believe, Rob Spiewak, discovered for our purposes, right,
yeah, and then,
Sarah?
And then Mark Riddell was able to track her down and have her join us,
fantastic.
Which is fantastic.
She has also been a featured performer at the famous Times Square Dueling Piano Bar at New York Casino. And you know what's great about this is that when I was reading up on you, Sarah, first of all, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Very nice to have you
Thank
with
you
us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And you sound great, by the way. And it was really, really cool that you marry old school and new school, because you were a phenomenon on TikTok and
Internet.
it kind of overnight sensation on TikTok, and then doing the you can't get any more old school than playing piano in a casino hotel. That is like a show. That's the show I would go see. And it's really, really amazing. But you made your name and our connection to this show, because I broadcast from
Florida down here.
I'm sorry.
And you are currently nominated as Best Comedian in the Las Vegas Review Journal's Best of Vegas 2021. Go to bestoflasvegas.com and vote for our next guest, Sarah Hester Ross. Sarah, very nice to have you. Hello.
Thank you. Hello. Hello. I jumped in talking too soon. I tend to do that.
Nah, who cares? You're a performer.
I'm very impatient too.
Good.
The dumbass millennial.
Hey, a millennial who's working her ass off. Am I right, ladies?
Yes.
I am.
Very cool. Rob, when did you, are you drinking a margarita over there? Is that what you're having
I'm having liquid IV in my Podville mug, Yeti.
Okay. How did you discover Sarah?
It was trending that she was doing songs about Florida men. And it turned out she had a regular feature called Florida Man Friday. And this was what, I featured her on the Digital Dumpster maybe a month and a half ago. It was a good time ago. And when I was doing a pre-interview last night, she told me that she's debuting a new Florida Man song at every performance at the Notoriety. And that she actually is going to be debuting a new one tonight.
Yes, it's just so easy there. I mean, literally, you Google the date and a new ridiculous article comes up. It's just like, I really have to try hard to not get a good story. Like, it's so, it's just so easy.
It's easy. And I did a dive on it. I did a dive on it, Sarah, because before the other incarnation of our show, we all started working together. We used to have a news guy, Buzz Burbank, who worked with me on terrestrial radio for a long time. And Buzz's kicker being the last story of his news, which is the funny story, would inevitably, maybe 3 to 5 days a week, be a Florida man story or a Florida story. Or something that goes down. So I asked about it. I said, why is it always Florida? The way it was explained to me, I don't even expect you to know this or not, but someone told me that the Florida rules and laws regarding privacy are extremely minimal. So if you get busted and do something bat-ass crazy in Florida, it's out there. It's public record and everybody knows it.
It's called the Sunshine State Law.
Oh, wow.
And it's specific to Florida. And people ask me all the time, they're like, do a Tuesday Man Texas and like Texas Man Tuesday and, you know, things like that. And I'm like, I would, because I guarantee you these stories are not just in Florida. People are stupid everywhere. Oh, like everywhere. So,
absolutely. Right. But Florida lets them all out there to the media.
Law, yes, exactly. Because it's so anti-private, like specifically for people getting arrested and things like that. those news are public knowledge. Wow. And so that's why Florida Man became a thing.
It's a thing.
It is a thing.
It is definitely a thing.
And when you do it as long as I've done it, and I've done it for a long time, it's no big stretch, but I really can usually tell in the first paragraph. Oh, I know exactly where this is. Yeah, it always has a bit of a warm weather quality to it that it has to with people behaving. And I see these people too. I see the people when I'm out in my, you know, daily world. And I live in a red county, but it's a mellower county than over on one side. Like you up around Orlando, Tampa, places like that, Miami. That's where people do it. Imagine if we had California Man, you'd probably get just as much fun, I would think.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, people are dumb everywhere. They make stupid decisions everywhere. It's just Florida Man became a thing because of the Sunshine State Law. So, Florida, for it.
Thank you, Florida.
You're helping me with endless amount of content.
We all, I've watched your videos that are fantastic. And what I, you know, when you make the joke about millennials, you know, but you're out there getting the job done. And you know what? As someone who works not only in Vegas, but is slaying the dragon, trying to make a name for yourself, you're extraordinarily talented and you're out there and you get this break. I just think it's extremely cool. And I imagine it was a bit of a surprise too when this happened, right?
It was a surprise. I mean, I've been doing comedy online and live for over 10 years since I've been doing dueling pianos. That's kind of how I got into the comedy aspect.
Okay.
I really was in musical theater before dueling pianos. I am from Florida originally, born and raised in Tampa. So that's another reason why I know about Florida Man. And sure. I'm aware of its intricacies.
That's true.
Yes, I have lived and loved and laughed it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, I didn't know you were from Florida as well, too.
I am. Yes.
As a father.
I lived in Orlando before I moved here to Vegas. Oh, okay. And that's where I started dueling pianos at the Howl at the Moon on I Drive. I don't know if
I'm familiar with Orlando. Absolutely. The Howl at the Moon's.
Yeah. You know the Howl at the Moon? Yeah,
they're, I mean, they're corporate, but they're, I mean, that's where you go to get our true, like a top notch. You have to be very talented to even work there, which is fantastic.
I'd like to say that, but when they hired me, I knew like my circle of fits, and that was about it. Because because they have a rule that they have to have a female on stage every show, which is super cool. But then you get these. And I was one of them where they were like, I was like, where's middle C again? And I was like, you could sing, hop up on stage. It was like, yes, but I don't know how to play piano yet. So
Oscar goes to a lot of clubs where they require a woman on stage at all times. But I was going to ask, when you built your dueling piano,
I don't
act,
do that for free. Well, either,
I understand. So.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Now that you are a more accomplished piano player, did you have like a number that was like a show off number or a signature number that you would do up there that would like wow the crowd? What was your go to piece?
I mean, I really like to do Janis Joplin, Bobby McGee. That's a good one. Like to do Valerie by
Steve Winwood.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
Amy Winehouse. Yeah.
Steve Winwood.
Well, he had a Valerie song too, and so did the Monkees. I just
Rob lives in the mid 1980s.
I see that.
He's younger than me, but he's older than me. That's the way that works.
That's hilarious.
Bobby McGee.
Sorry.
Showstoppers, yes, but really the show, a dueling pianos. Show is about the audience, is about the interaction, is about the audience participation, sing along, clap along. You know, we encourage them to get as drunk as possible, which gives me endless amount of stories and content as well. So, I really love my job a lot.
Dueling pianos, when we're talking about that, are you on stage sitting there opposite another piano player? Is that how it works? Is that what we're dealing with?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Over a night, I work with three other guys, and I say guys because I mean men. I'm the only female at the New York bar.
Okay.
So it's a bit of a sausage fest, which, I don't mind. I stand out. I'm sitting across from them and, we go back and forth and it's an all request show. So everybody in the audience is writing down, journey, play, pour some sugar on me, play this and play this and this. And so that's how
that great piano ballad, pour some sugar on me.
That's a good one.
Oh, yes.
Known for the keyboard part.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it when we get, more and more we get a younger crowd, we're getting a lot of R&B and rap songs. So when I get Snoop Dogg or something, it's just like, when I see two white people at pianos, I think rap as well. So good on you. It's good.
So there are a total of four performers that are, you guys kind of rotate. Is that the way it works with the dueling pianos? How does it work?
We do. Yes. So it's a 4.5 hour show.
What kind of drugs do you take to do that? Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm not legally not allowed to say.
The good.
Jeez, that's a long time.
It is. But two of us play for 1 hour and 15, and then the other team comes and plays for 1 hour 15, and then that's how it works. And so it's a nonstop 4 hour show. Obviously, it would be a lot harder for us to do a 4-hour show with just two people.
Sure.
But right. I've done it. I've done it before.
You've done the four and a half hour show. That's a grind. That's a grind to be on stage that long.
5-hour shows. Yes. There was a club in Portland that I used to work at that it was just two people. And they were like, it's a 5-hour show. And, you know, if you got to take a bathroom break, just let your partner know and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, wow. You know, we're talking with Sarah Hester Ross.
Remember, the money's good. Remember, the money's good.
SarahHesterRoss.com is her website. And you can see her with the Dueling Piano Bar at New York, New York, the New York, New York Casino. But she is going to be headlining all original music and comedy. And she's going to be down on Fremont Street. And it's really a very, very exciting show where the Florida Man show. I hope we're going to get a little Florida Man in a second here. And she will be down. Well, let me see. I'm trying to find.
So every Thursday night, you'll be there tonight, right?
I am. Yes. Tonight is my second show. I opened it last week and, cool. and it was a huge success. I'm very excited now because that was all like my friends, you know, every right. like my the entertainment industry came. Mm-hmm. And now it's the real like test of like, are anybody gonna show up to this?
Yeah, you're gonna do great. I mean, you're gonna do great because you've done. Yes, go ahead, Oscar.
So I have a quick question, Sarah.
It's the notoriety. That's what I was looking for, and this was at the top.
Yeah, I'm fascinated. Look, TikTok is fairly new, and we joke around about it here on the show, but it is such a viable platform. How did you you said, look, I'm gonna try this because it really isn't necessary. Like, if you're not dancing. I mean, there is content there that now is evolving, and there are channels for anyone. Anything you're into, they have a channel. How did you 100%. Decide that I'm going to move forward on this platform? And with 1.7 million followers, I mean, you're doing it right.
Well, it was really because of the shutdown and the pandemic. I lost my gig at New York, New York, and the Strip closed down for the first time ever. And so it was a ghost town here in Las Vegas. And I'm just not the type of person that can just sit and do nothing. So I decided to hop on TikTok to see, like I said, I had been putting my comedy up on Instagram and social media for years. And this was the first platform that I guess its organic reach just really found people who kind of connected to it. Vibrators Are a Girl's Best Friend was my first big hit.
It's a great song. I love it.
Thank you. It actually comes from the piano bar. A lot of my my comedy, because we do these things called call downs. So if somebody's celebrating a birthday or they're getting married, we'll bring them down and kind of, you know, celebrate, embarrass the shit out of them.
Right. Right.
Which is all in fun, sure. Of course. But mm-hmm. That song came. I've been doing that song for years in the piano bar. And then I put it up on TikTok and it hits 1.3 million views in 24 hours.
Could we hear a little of it?
No, hold on, Rob. I want to ask a couple more questions before we make. And then we'll work her to death.
Okay,
we have plenty of time. Because I wanted to ask you, because I see the keyboard in front of me, and I'm dying to hear it too. Regarding piano, as an elderly father of an 8-year-old who is has been, by the way, been floating around here today. I don't know where he is. We are really on him all the time, every week. Every day, practice on his piano. He's doing that. It sounded there in a few minutes ago, you were like maybe a late bloomer when it came to learning to play the piano. How did that come about?
I was a late bloomer. I actually, my mom is retired now, but she was an elementary school music teacher for 37 years. And she tried to teach me piano, but you know, I mean, it's just a common knowledge. Kids don't listen to their parents.
Right.
And
true. Amen.
So I had to go to a professional teacher, and I did that for about 3 years before I got into high school and I quit. But when I got into college, I was a vocal performance major, and you have to have a secondary instrument. And 90% of the time, vocal performance choose piano because all music is based off of the piano and right. Stuff like that. So I got back into it. So I learned my theory on my piano and stuff like that. And so I knew how to play it. But as far as like what I do now, I didn't really get into professional piano playing until I got into dueling pianos, which was about 10 years ago.
Wow.
So this is new, but the fact that you're at it every day and improvising every day, that's the learning curve, right? That yes. gets you into it pretty quickly, I would think, mm-hmm. right?
Yes. And making a lot of mistakes in front of a crowd and being like, oh, I'm not going to do that again. So I'm going to go home, practice, make sure I know it. And, you know, because most of these songs people know very, very well.
Sure.
There are a gazillion songs in the world and only about 300 to 400 songs get regularly requested because they're the top songs that people know and want to hear. And so if Free I don't
Bird.
Know those,
it, play yes, Free oh Bird.
God, I want to punch that guy so bad.
Free Bird.
Fudge him.
Wow. That's cool that it started. Cause I think of it as, you know, with a little one that you start them early and you do that, but you have to have some natural ability to be able to sure. play that instrument. I would think anyway, cause some people even, you know, it's just not everybody can pick that piano up and well, it's hard anyway. They're normally pretty heavy. Am I right?
It's a joke, you know.
I'm sorry. It's just cool.
What
I think
would
it's
say,
really
what
cool.
I would
yes.
say to your son is that it's really hard for when I was a kid, I wasn't playing songs that I liked. You know right. what I mean? Now it like I never dreamed in a million years that I would have a full-time career with playing the piano, like, and not fleur-de-lis and not classical and not in orchestras and stuff like I play top 40 songs in the middle of a casino and it is my living. Like okay. I make a living.
That's so
now
cool.
I want you to play. Now to I want you to play something. Play something. Yeah. Play something for God's sake. Come on, let's go. I want it.
If Michael floats in, I'm going to have him peek in. But
of course,
anyway,
of course.
It's a
yeah,
it's
play
all
the
me and my
vibrator
family.
Song for him.
Please.
Yeah, he'll love my vibrator song. He'll love it.
No, that's thank you, Oscar.
Kids,
appreciate
kids
that.
Love my stuff.
Yeah, so they such a it. Family get together on the Mike O'Mara show. Yes, right.
It's
all right,
so
what
funny.
Is
my,
you?
My mom
yes, go
did
ahead.
Say she was like, I would totally come to your show if it was family, and I was like, Mom, it is family. It just depends on what family you're in.
That's
it
true. Be,
you know, your family's. Hey. Super
it's
kinky?
Vegas. It's Vegas, baby.
I am
baby.
A family show.
Well, I know you talked with Rob before the show. Rob, what's going to happen here with this performing part? Since
well,
you
I
were
know that
eager to get it on.
I knew that she was going to...
With Sarah Hester Ross. No, I'm sorry.
Stop
I'm
it.
Sorry.
What
just
is
go
the
right
matter
ahead. He's so
with you.
Lonely. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I knew that she was going to treat us to a Florida Man song. I was going to request the vibrator song, but we also discussed the fact that she is so used to improv that she
I
will
know,
take
we're three dudes. I don't want to hear the vibrator.
Like
your song,
I request it right now, please.
You know what? You are. You know what?
You're, if you're not into vibrators, dude, you're missing out. They're good for men too. Okay?
I know.
Not just for women.
I understand.
And Mike, right. This is her hit. This is her breakout hit. This is
the breakout hit.
Yeah, this well, is like well, asking well, Elvis to do
Sarah,
Heartbreak Hotel.
Hold on. We're not gonna. You know, you're not a trained a circus performer here. You're
what
you
want?
Play what? What do you want to play? What do you want to do? It's your forum
well,
right
did,
now. We got
I
plenty
did,
of time.
I did say that I wrote, because my show is tonight, mm-hmm. I am writing a specific Florida Man for every show. So I have a September 9th Florida
oh,
Man.
Boy.
Yes!
You hear
that's
it.
What
perfect.
I want.
I love
yes,
it.
Absolutely.
Love
lay it.
It
on us. Sarah
so I can do
Hester
okay.
Ross, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. It's Florida Man showtime. You can't make the shit up. I'm not done, guys.
I know,
but it's
still
great.
It's still great.
All right. All right. And forgive me if I mess this up because I literally just wrote it yesterday.
Okay.
On this day, September 9th, a Florida man was craving cookies, so he drank 2 liters of vodka and smoked a doobie. Not having an oven, he used his George Foreman grill. They caught fire. He used towels to put it out. They also caught fire. The police arrived and could see smoke coming from inside. Florida man answered the door naked, said sorry, then closed the door.
You know, I watched him online and had to
awesome.
Have you do that live is so much fun because that now I get it. Now you're going to kill. You're going to kill. We perform in Vegas. We
yes.
know the, I mean, we have our little,
we
look,
have
when
a,
we perform,
we have a contingency in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, we have a huge contingency in Vegas. And I know you're going to get a lot of our people out there in Vegas that'll come out and see
so.
You
so.
With that. That is just
exciting.
Isn't that just, I do have a question
it's
for
fantastic
you.
It's fantastic live
know?
Is what I'm saying. man. That's great.
Do you know where that was going?
No.
No. Okay.
No. No, that was good. It was a good, clever twist ending.
I do try to. I mean, my favorite part of that story is that he opened the door, apologized, and then closed the door. Like, that is just so,
yeah,
so funny. And it's so Florida man. And it's like,
yeah.
Sorry, man.
It's the remorse. Yeah. It's the substance remorse is what it is. You know, and sometimes in the middle of the behavior, the Florida man has a moment of, hey, man, I know I'm being a real a-hole, man. I can't help
it's
myself.
It's what it is, Mike. It's a teachable moment.
A teachable moment with that.
Yes.
Hey,
these are all educational songs. Like what not to do. Stay away.
What is the worst drunk experience you've had at New York, New York, when you're playing in the piano bar? You do like it. It's a fine line. You like your audience to be a little lubricated, but at the same time, I know that, you know, somebody goes on a bad run. Who knows what can happen in a casino?
And I mean, I've had a lot of visual, like I've seen a lot of fights. I've seen a lot of people get drunk and act stupid and stuff like that. Really, it's when it starts to affect me personally and they invade my space. And almost 90% of the time it's women.
Really?
For me. Wow. Really?
Yes, for me. Yes.
Why do you think that is?
The vibe that I give off, I'm not very inviting to men. I think that I scare them a little bit, which is good. I'm good with that. I like,
right.
I joke about that being my middle name, Sarah Hester. I scare men away, Ross. I'm good. This isn't like, you know, farmers only, like I'm not asking for dates right now. Like this isn't, I'm working.
Are you involved with someone currently? Are you in a relationship?
I am.
Okay.
Yes. I've been with my boyfriend. Huh?
Are you happy?
That's a good question. Yeah,
it's a great question.
Because you could be with somebody and not be happy.
Tell me about this video.
Yeah.
Rob.
Mike.
So sad. I have that.
I saw this video on TikTok today about this girl being like, marriage is no longer a flex. Like being like, oh, I'm married. It's like being happy is a flex.
Yeah.
Like,
it is,
you know?
True.
Specifically for women, but anyway.
And there are no rules. So, there are no rules to happiness. There are none. Don't let 100%. Anybody tell you who's right, who's wrong, or who's supposed to be with you, because you throw it all out the window. Either happens or it doesn't.
That's right.
That's the way I look at it. Right, Rob?
Exactly.
That's right. It happens or it does not happen.
Those are the options.
Mike's been married 3 times. You should know that, Sarah.
Well, I'm 62 years old. Yeah. So, I mean, but my third, and by the way, you know what? Why not? Hey, she's probably sleeping. She's not working today. But do you do anniversary stuff? Because it's my anniversary weekend. It's my anniversary.
Are you going to send her a Venmo? I mean, come on. She's already on the show.
She's on the show. I'm promoting the thing. I just want to get a little. What's that? Okay, I'll send her money. I'll put some people in the seat. I'd like something for my anniversary to Carla. My wife is Carla. Carla!
Carla! Oh,
she's not around.
Carla, get up!
Carla, for God's sake,
Carla!
Wake up!
No,
no.
Get up!
Oh, dear.
That's it. No, she's sleeping. So anyway.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we are recording this, though.
Yeah, she will see this later.
All right. Well, what is Carla like?
She's 27 years younger than...
She's 21 years younger. Thank you very
much.
More
like 20 wonderful.
Okay.
I don't judge.
Right.
I don't
Thank
judge.
You.
My boyfriend is 15 years older than me, Ooh, so I don't judge.
You know what? Good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah. Good for you.
Judging is a waste of time.
She likes.
What is
she
it? What is it going to do?
She's a skincare specialist.
Yes. A fitness guru.
She's an Estee, and she has a full line of products that she sells people. And she's a wonderful mom.
She enjoys
tough as nails.
An occasional margarita.
She likes margaritas. Primary caretaker. Yes.
She is my caretaker. Yeah. She wheels me from appointment to appointment.
And like they say in Rain Man, she's an excellent driver.
Yes.
She is an excellent driver. She does most of the driving when we're together, simply because she thinks I'm too violent behind the wheel.
Violent? No, I just think excitable.
Well, I drive violently. I do. I drive violently. I mean, I don't mean violently like I'm threatening people with violence. Yeah. I drive aggressively.
Aggressive is a better word.
Yeah, even at my advanced age,
They're in love.
Very much in love.
Yes.
Very much. We're going away. We're going up to the panhandle of Florida because we canceled our flight to a nicer destination. Yeah. We're going to the Emerald Coast where they just had a tropical storm. Yes, it is. Sure, it is.
They enjoy that.
We'll go with that. That's fine. Yeah. It's going to be great. So, do you have anything on the piano that you can play for my anniversary?
Okay. So, I do for anniversaries. I like to. It's definitely more of you got to be there kind of thing. So I would ask you guys to stand up and then have you dance too. It's late in the evening. She's wandering with clothes to wake. She puts on her makeup. Brushes her long blonde hair. Is she blonde?
Yes.
Yes.
No, cool. Not really. Sort of.
And then she asks me, do I look all right? And I say yes. Say yes.
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 You look wonderful tonight. Yes. And that's, okay.
You.
And then, you know, later in the evening, they will probably. They'll go to their hotel. Everyone turns to see. And she'll give him the car keys. And then she'll get on her knees. And then she'll tell him, baby, do you taste all right? And she'll say, I love you.
That is certainly a wild card there.
Won't see
that on Live at Five, will you? That's for sure. Win. Won't be able to do that material. That's why she's in her element here. She can come on this show anytime she wants. Anytime. Wow, what a great.
You got to be there, you know? And
I understand.
These are the bits
yes.
that you celebrate, and it's like you kind of make it, and
so
that's
romantic.
Where the comedy comes yes. from.
I wish I was
it
drinking.
It's so romantic.
Want any information for Sarah Hester Ross, it's Sarah Hester Ross with two S's .com. The notoriety tonight, if you're in Las Vegas and you're listening, this show will drop in about an hour. And right, Pony? It'll drop in about an hour?
Yes. It will.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're streaming live.
Of course. A lot of people are watching right now.
And every Thursday night in a 90-minute show featuring all original music and comedy. It's The Notoriety. And also at New York, New York at the Piano Bar. And that is the most romantic thing that's ever been done. I'm going to play that for Carla when we get back.
Just call me Cupid, baby. Can
you come on some other time? We'd love to have you back. That would be a lot of fun if you
could
come
on
the show.
Yes, I'd love to.
Okay?
I'd love
Thank
to.
You.
TikTok, Sarah Hester Ross. I say big thanks for you, honey.
Yay.
I do indeed.
Oh,
absolutely.
Please. I'm going to take you to the cleaners. I mean the top.
Thank you very much. We will take a short break and come back with the homepage. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. And we will be right back right after this, everybody.
Beep, 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 yeah.
In this defensive driving class, you will learn a set of driving skills that allows you to defend yourself against possible collisions caused by bad drivers, drunk drivers, and poor weather.
With most motorists driving defensively, the road is wide open for someone to play the opposite side of the ball. It's the Poly Christine Offensive Driving Academy.
You, pal! You mutter! How's that for a turn signal, asshole?
Take it from the Poly Christine Driving Academy cheerleaders.
Aggressive.
Those ladies know how to do it.
The downside to offensive driving is a lot of exterior body damage to your vehicle. The Mike O'Mara Shopping Center is your one-stop shop for all of your auto body needs.
Paint, Bondo, buffers, sanders, and more. Available through Target and Walmart online. Just click the money metal banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
and let God sort them out. Oh. Maybe you can
drive my car. That's where you can
very,
buy Bondo,
very creative.
Mike.
They just keep making new stuff.
Do.
I love it. Hey, did you know 1 in 3 Americans suffer from nausea and all of them hate it? If you can relate, you've got to check out Relief Band. Relief Band is the number 1 FDA-cleared anti-nausea wristband that has been clinically proven to relieve and prevent nausea and vomiting associated with motion sickness, anxiety, migraines, hangovers, morning sickness, chemotherapy, and so much more. 100% drug-free, non-drowsy, and zero side effects. The technology was originally developed over 20 years ago in hospitals. Relief Band stimulates a nerve in the wrist that travels to the part of the brain that controls nausea. There was one particular afternoon, and I say afternoon, when I was not rallying. And yeah. I put this Relief Band on because I do these commercials. And when I put it on, it was stunning.
It's amazing
how fast it worked. Really.
I'm 50, and when I go to an amusement park, I'm 50.
I didn't know that.
And, 50. Amusement parks are a bit of a challenge.
You know, if you interrupt him, he'll respond to everything so he can't get a thought out.
How's
go
that?
Ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was able to
ride
every roller coaster. Every roller coaster that
Which
I wanted
one?
Because of the Relief Band. Because when you get past 40, it's a little bit of a stretch sometimes. It centered me. It was it was so great to get back on thrill rides just with this little thing on my wrist.
You know,
awesome.
I'm with Rob on that because I know that, I don't know what it is, but when you get a little older, it's just not the same experience going on a ride like that or going out to sea
even
when
on
you're
boat.
Out there, motion sickness.
Yes.
Anyway, it blocks the signal that your brain is sending to your stomach. So, you know, that's why it works. Relief Band, as you're getting ready to take that end of summer road trip, hopping on the boat, or you're just anxious about heading back into the office, we've got good news. Right now, Relief Band has an exclusive offer just for TMOS listeners. If you go to reliefband.com and use promo code TMOS, you'll receive 20% off, plus free shipping and a no questions asked 30-day money back guarantee. So head to reliefband.com and use our promo code TMOS for 20% off plus free shipping at Relief Band. And we thank them for advertising.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, ladies and gentlemen. And Miss America, you know, a great American tradition.
Yes.
We talk about it on the show. It's changed. It's evolved. It's moved in different directions. I'll present this to you. Take it for what it's
All
worth.
Right.
Here it goes. The Miss America pageant's latest attempt to survive in a world where its values no longer gel with those of the general public. The pageant issued a statement saying, quote, Miss America is pivoting their mission to define women's wellness as being based on optimal health rather than physical appearance. You guys are like looking
it's
down at the
floor. It's the non-spin zone. Like, what's the point?
What that means is anybody's guess at this point. But Miss America did ditch the swimsuit competition in 2018.
Yeah.
Which they bragged about in their new press release. They said, quote, by eliminating the swimsuit competition, it created an opportunity for us to redefine women's wellness and what it means to be a great woman today in modern America.
But you've
would
always
I be,
hated
hold on, you. Hold on. Would I be safe in saying that they want their cake and they want to eat it too?
Yeah.
Because you're going to put a woman from every state up and then you're going to vote on her.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And they
That's
can say it's
change.
About wellness, but it's still, you know what? If they really want to focus on wellness, put it on the radio.
Yeah. It's I don't know what they're up to. I don't know what they're looking for.
And look, I'm fine with the pageant evolving into what it is today. And if you're going to have, there are wonderful opportunities to showcase wellness, fitness. There's a pro circuit for fitness instructors.
Yep.
That is not a bikini contest, but it's built on wellness. Mm-hmm. So there are ways to I guess thread that needle, but at the root of it, Mike, am I wrong to say that, you know, I thought that pageant system had died a long time ago.
Yeah, it seems like they're still hanging on and they're trying to modify it when it I'm sorry, but the best way to modify it is to eliminate
it.
Yes.
Yeah. Really and also, you've direction. Always hated it because you were compared once to Burt Parks.
Yes, I was, by a relative, not in-law. Two Red Sox fans decided to split the cost of some raffle tickets at Fenway Park on Friday. This is why Red Sox fans are very cool.
Okay.
Two guys don't know each other, couldn't pick each other out of a lineup, sitting next to each other at the old ball game. They end up, you know, one of those 50-50 raffles when you go to a ball game?
Yeah.
They ended up winning $18,000 that they split. And they were perfect strangers. One was from Massachusetts. The other was from California. And they just happened to be sitting next to each other when the 50-50 raffle, you know, they come up through the aisles.
Yeah.
And they decided to go in on it together. There must have been a few beers involved.
I would think so.
If you're going to do that with a total stranger, hey, I'll split with you.
Well, what he did is he turned to the guy from California and says, man, you live wicked far away.
You're really fast.
That's for charity. Hey,
their identities weren't revealed, but they did pose for a picture together. The team said, quote, the 50-50 made lifelong friends of these two and their families. I don't buy that for a second.
No,
They're never going to get together at Thanksgiving. Come on.
Can't even buy a used car for that much money.
Jamie Lee Curtis, still making a fortune with the Halloween franchise.
Yes.
She thinks that Halloween Kills, which is the next one, I don't know how many more they're making, but I think it says so in this story. Halloween Kills is particularly relevant given the state of the country. She says, quote, we're a divided world, and in America, we're a divided country. And I think evil is seemingly winning a bit lately. I agree with her on that. Jamie Lee added, quote, that doesn't mean it's going to always happen, but evil has seemingly won many times throughout history. True.
Yes.
And I hope that this film is as much a mirror to the world as it is an entertainment for people who love movies. You know, I know these are the Halloween movies,
yeah,
and I know they're silly horror movies, but she's selling me with this PR. She's speaking to me. I'll go look at
Halloween
it, you know.
Halloween was the only holiday, and still is, where wearing a mask is a plus.
That's right.
You don't want to see anybody's face or without a mask.
True. Very true.
Very exciting. She also attributes the success of 2018's Halloween to the way her characters coming to terms with her trauma and fighting back mirrored the growing momentum of the Me Too movement. Halloween Kills comes out October 15th after being delayed a year due to the pandemic. The last film in the trilogy is called Halloween Ends, and it's set to come out October next year.
It's amazing how young she was when she started these movies, and now she's sold. She's actually giving out hard candy to trick-or-treaters.
Not apples?
No.
Not giving
with
out
apples.
With a razor
blade in it?
Pennies.
Yeah. Sorry if you don't have one of these jobs and don't consider yourself lazy, or if you have one of these jobs and consider yourself lazy, but you might have it made. Someone posted a list of the best jobs for lazy people. Let me see. How many are there here?
Here we go.
Okay.
We got eight. Security guard at number eight.
Sure.
But only if it's a place that no one would ever want to rob. So if you're just chilling and you don't really
like
have
a front
to be there.
Desk security?
Yeah, I think any kind of security if you don't really have to. I would think the guard overnight that doesn't have anybody interested in breaking in.
I left the office yesterday at 12:30 and the gentleman said, "Oh, you're here again late." I said, "Yeah." I was like, "What are you doing?" He goes, "I'm just hanging out."
My follow.
Yeah.
Polysomnographic technologist.
Oh yeah.
Or sleep tech.
Oh,
It takes time to get your license for this, but once you do, you get paid to watch people sleep.
Oh, like when you're doing your sleep test to get the mask.
That's exactly right. Number six, video game tester. That goes without saying. Mm-hmm. If you like doing that. Number five, sommelier. Once you pass the test and get your first gig, you pretty much just talk about wine all day. I disagree with that. I think some sommeliers have to go to school for a very long time. It's very arduous, and they have to hop from table to table and talk about wines.
Lots of walking.
Well, but also lots of interaction, and you're busy.
You have to be on.
Yeah, so I don't know about that. Number four, test proctor. Or someone who monitors people when they take tests. All you have to do is sit at a desk and look stern.
Yeah.
I don't know who made up this list, but I don't know. Number three, mystery shopper. All you have to do is shop at stores that you already go to.
What's your job?
Number two.
I'm a mystery shopper.
House sitter. If you're trustworthy, people pay good money for you to take care of their house when they're away. A little cleaning and then sipping Mai Tais by the pool. House sitting is an easy task.
It is a good task,
I would think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And number one is TV or film critic.
Yes.
It's hard. It's a hard job to get, but once you have it, you're just watching movies in your PJs all day. I disagree. You got to be able to write.
Yeah.
You got to be able to write cleverly and do that.
And you might end up on TV like Davy Marlin Jones.
Or Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy. Would you not say that above all else, we make fun of Kevin? We have fun with Kevin. He's been on this show. Would you not say that he hustled his ass off to get where he is today?
Yeah.
He put in the work.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure about that list. But
Security guard is my number one on that hit parade.
I think security guard, you can sit there.
A lot of downtime. There's a lot of conversations being had with multiple security that are not being had to us, but with their friends. We just happen to live in the building.
Great paydays, but you can eat paydays.
Good people, though.
Yeah, all night long. With a caveat, I would like to be a sommelier on a scooter.
On a scooter?
Yeah, so I could go from table to table on a scooter.
He doesn't want the steps.
Yeah,
there you go. Little rascal.
That's it.
Our infirmed sommelier. So we had Joey Chestnut on the show a while back. He won the Memorial Day hot dog eating contest. So it's the end of summer, Labor Day weekend, and we have to ask you, a new survey this week asked 7,000 Americans how many hot dogs they could eat in 10 minutes. For reference, Joey, Mr. Chestnut, ate 76 this year.
Seems high.
How many could you eat? The most common answer was only two. And how much time?
Nonsense.
10 minutes. Oh, I could eat more than two in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I could take down five.
Yeah, I think five's a good answer. Yeah. Also, it depends on the size, though. I mean, are they...
Do they come in different sizes?
Yeah, I mean, they go by weight.
Well, you're not fully... The average standard foot, you know, not a foot long, a regular hot dog.
A regular Frank, a beef Frank. Yeah, I think five...
A beef Frank.
Five is a good answer.
I don't know, and I can't give you a good answer because I really wouldn't know until it hit my belly.
Have you had three and you're like, man, I'm full?
I could eat four in easily 10 minutes at like a ball game.
Just a casual.
If I was
just
really.
A casual go.
Just casual.
Yeah,
you know, the first two,
it's a. You've got a competitive chip in you. If somebody was like, hey, here's eat 10 in 10 minutes, do you think you can knock it out?
I hate eating contests. I really, really
do. You always have.
But for some reason, this discussion just makes me think how many if I had like 10 next to me right here. 10. If I had 10 hot dogs.
I'd like to order 10 hot dogs.
You could do 10 then. You think you could do 10?
Well, here are the percentages of what people said. And... I don't care. Anyway, it's
I'm thoroughly I'm thinking while you're talking. I was like, maybe I could do eight.
Yeah.
Maybe I could do eight in 10 minutes.
Would it be safe to say that if you're hungry and you're at a ball game, you can inhale two of them?
Yes. Of course.
Without all the stuff, if it's just a hot dog and a bun.
The hot dogs are even easier to just take down.
Yeah, especially if they've been wrapped in foil for a while. The bun is compressed. They're all sort of flat. Ball game.
Are you getting a Woody right now? Let's go to something for you right now. A 46-year-old woman named Marina Verbitsky was supposed to be on a JetBlue flight from Fort Lauderdale to Chicago on Monday with her husband and son.
Yes.
But three of them didn't get to the gate on time and missed their flight, so she wigged out. Big time.
Verbitsky.
She started swearing. Her name was Marina Verbitsky. She started swearing at the JetBlue workers. And then she claimed there was a bomb in her checked luggage.
Oh, Verbitsky.
Not clear if she was trying to delay the plane or if she was just angry, but they had to evacuate all the passengers on the tarmac and search the plane for explosives. She spent a night in jail before posting bond. She's facing charges for falsely reporting a bomb and has to get a mental health evaluation.
Yes.
Her family says she was worried that her son would miss school the next day, so that's why she did it. Even when you visit Florida, the crazy sticks to you, just like... Crazy glue. Crazy glue in Florida sticking to you. There we go.
It sticks to ye.
And then Sarah Hester, Sacco, and Vanzetti Ross wrote a song about it. Great.
Florida.
We got to take a break. We'll come back with a little something. Then later in the show, we got the man himself, the prognosticator of Trump.
Yes.
Nikki Diamond will be here. Are we okay on time with him, Rob Speedway?
Yes.
Good.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Probably have a couple beers.
TMOS.
2, 3, 4.
A full-bodied podcast.
Sometimes wine.
With earthy tones of pop culture and a bouquet of comedy, wit, and sarcasm.
Do you drink every night, Pony?
Yeah. I'll have a martini about 5 o'clock.
The Mike O'Mara Show.
Sometimes 4 to 6 beers.
A drinking show.
4 or 5 drinks.
With a radio problem.
How am I alive?
Watch the live feed weekdays at MikeO'MaraShow.com or download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When was the last time you checked on the current value of your home?
Value.
You might be really, really surprised. Yeah. Home equity is rising at the highest level in years. You may be sitting on a golden opportunity without even knowing it. Nationally speaking, homes have increased an average of 18%, and in most of our key listening areas, it's even higher than that. Welcome to... Look, I do a lot of busting on Florida, but let me tell you what it's like down here. Kaboom, kaboom.
Boom.
Man, oh man, if you wanted to sell and move out of the state, the time is now. So, what does this mean to you? With record low interest rates and the availability of all this equity, you could remove PMI, pay off credit cards, student loans, or take that vacation you've been putting off, making all of it tax deductible. It's more important now than ever to work with a team you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First is a direct lender, which means they have their own money, so they can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor, and they will tell you what your home is worth with no obligation. Whether it's a refinance or purchasing a brand new home, you need to call now. Call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. All right, boy, so much to get to that we are just not getting to on the shore. I guess I'll wait. I'll wait to give you my pick to click from the grocery store. I got a new product from Asia that I really, really,
really a
like.
Mysterious yes. Grocery from the East?
Yes. Yes. Very, very
an
exciting.
Import.
If wow. You've ever eaten, you know, and had beverages at an Asian restaurant, that's
yeah.
My hint with that. Let me see. Do we have time to, since it's a football Thursday,
yeah.
The debut of the NFL season, can we do the Washington football team
of
names?
Course,
can
yeah.
We do that now? There it is. Yes, by the hail to the Washington football team.
Hail to
the Washington
the Chargers
football
are coming
team.
Coming in town to take on Washington.
The Washington football
Washington.
Team plays the Chargers.
Washington.
This Sunday yeah. Murder.
The Los Angeles Chargers no longer San
yeah,
Diego.
I,
oh, that's
I can't
right.
Understand
sorry.
Why they wouldn't put the Washington football team in prime time.
That's funny.
The Giants are going to be taking on the Denver Broncos. On
Broncos.
Sunday afternoon. All the O'Maras have their Giants gear ready to enjoy the big loss. All right, so what do you have, Rob Spiewak?
Well, it turns out that a lovely lady by the name of Tanya Snyder, she's the co-CEO of the Washington franchise and married to Little Dan, was on a podcast this week and said that of the 8 finalists, they've got it narrowed down to 3 possibilities. And they said, will you tell us the 3 most likely possibilities? And she said, ha, 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 no, because they've already chosen. You know they've already chosen. But I have the 8 in alphabetical
okay.
order that
we'll
I can
get them
give
in a
you
sec.
Now. Okay.
I was not a fan of the Nationals. Didn't like that search process.
Right.
Didn't like that. I thought that there were many better teams.
Wizards,
but they,
terrible.
Terrible
name.
Wizards was horrible when they couldn't use the bullets anymore because
right.
of gun violence. It's all right, let's get right to the 8. These are the 8. One of these names
right.
will be the name of the team.
That's right. I hold in my hand the 8 possibilities. And these are in alphabetical
order. Let me
see
if I got it working.
All right, good. All right. At number 1 in the list.
Yeah, now is this in order of popularity?
No, alphabetical order.
Alphabetical.
1 of 8. Number 1, the Washington Armada.
I like the military side.
You like the Armada?
I can deal with that. Yeah.
It has absolutely nothing to do with the nation's capital.
Boy, you've never seen those paddle boats in the tidal basin?
Neither, it's the Armada. It was the Wizards. Spanish Armada. The Spanish Armada.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yes.
That has nothing.
And also, I don't like when the team can't be pluralized. It's like the Armada. Well, it should be like
I agree.
Know, the Broncos. There's mm-hmm. many Broncos. I like it
yes.
when it has an S on the end.
It's a team, Rob.
It is a team. And Mike,
right.
we have
yes.
the same problem with number 2 of 8, the Washington Brigade.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. I like
what
that.
What is the matter
what
with
is,
you?
What's
hey, these
wrong
are my
with
choices.
You?
My
what
choices.
What is wrong with
military,
you?
Military, D.C. Like, we're a military powerhouse. The Pentagon's here. We make decisions. We go to war.
Hey, TikTok. Like TikTok. Pentagon.
Jeez. Pentagon. Yeah.
Bitcoin.
Military.
Lockheed Martin.
Army.
There you go.
Navy.
Kaboom.
Okay. Number
Boeing.
Number 3, and I would think, in my estimation, this might be in the top 3, but who knows. Number 3, the Commanders.
No.
The Washington.
There's not one that I like yet.
I think
there's
it's Commando, not one. No,
these
underwear,
are. You know what this
okay.
is? This is the over. This is waiting too long. This is. Oh, this yeah. is just being afraid of their own shadow.
Unless
this
they were
is just
Cobra
the
Cobra Commanders.
Were they submitted by fans? That is that cool. how it worked?
Some of them were, I think. But I think All also right. there was the issue. Remember, there was a guy that immediately started buying up trademarks.
Yeah, but he was willing to give him up to the team for
God.
Free.
Yeah, but he was still right. a dick. All right, number 4 of 8, Mike. The Washington Defenders.
Oh, I like that. I like that. We can defend too.
Yeah, but
strong.
Yeah, but you need to have a strong
it's
offense
better,
as well.
It's better than the other ones, but I don't. But I still no.
We're sport centric.
Now, Mike, at number 5 is the Defense. What I think the worst one, worse than Armada, worse than Brigade. Number 5, the Washington Presidents.
No.
No. The Presidents?
The Presidents.
No.
Keep in mind,
no.
the
no.
Presidents
no. No.
made
no.
the
no.
top 8. This is still likely in contention.
As bad as the Nationals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The National Presidents. Mm. All right. At number 6, Mike, the Washington Red Wolves.
I like that. Like that. Sounds like a college team, but I like that.
Yeah, and it's also Strong. Keeping the red in the name yeah. and Red Wolves.
Yeah.
That Sounds- might be my favorite so far.
Great gear, I could see it.
Red Wolves.
I don't think it is.
Touchdown, Washington Red Wolves.
Yes, yes.
That right. works for me.
How about, Strong. But I think it pales next to number 7, which is very okay. similar. At number right. 7, the Washington Red Hawks.
I like Red Hawks, too.
Red Hawks better
red
than
Hawks,
Wolves.
Red Hawks, I love a red-tailed yeah. hawk.
Mm-hmm.
And they have red-tailed hawks, and it's a bird,
yes.
and it's not going to offend Red Hawks.
A boy.
Red Hawks, boy. Numero uno.
Yeah, love birds.
Numero uno for me.
And
the last one cannot possibly be better than that.
It isn't, because we've already got it. Washington football team, WFT.
That's on the finalists?
That's still a finalist, yes.
Red Hawks.
So,
Red
Mike,
Hawks.
To recap for you in alphabetical
Red
order.
Armadas.
Armada, Brigade, Commanders, Defenders, Presidents, Red Wolves, Red Hawks, and WFT, the Washington football
Washington
team.
I love Red Hawks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Armadas. It's the Washington Armada, not the Armadas.
The Armadas.
Dummy.
That's like saying, what team did you go see? The Utah Jazzes.
Jazzes. The Chicago Fireses.
Red
anyway,
Sox.
That's that. Speaking of football, the man, the legend. I don't even have the games in front of me yet. I'm going to have to look it up. Nicky Diamond is all the way from Pahrump, Nevada. We'll be back
Hope
and we'll
well.
Be able to see his pretty face and get an update on him. And then he'll give us his fabulous football picks. But it's really more about him.
It is.
Because we love him. He'll be coming up next right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
KTMOS Country, driving you loco on the Cattle Drive to Work Show. Good morning, America. It's me, Chuck Wagon, on Spiewak County's Best Country, playing the country hits while you're spraying your stinky pits. Have you ever thought about being a KTMOS talking head? Well, have you? Well, partner, it's easy to do. Just drop us a note at rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's, doo-dah. Tell us why you'd be a great talking head, and be sure to include your phone number. And don't forget your name. Oh, what's my name? F*** you, that's my name. Here's Buck Owens.
You don't know me, but you don't like me.
Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That's fun. Way to go, Twitch. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or identity theft, and 23% of those people don't get their money back That's after real. The attack. You could be their next victim. Aura, A-U-R-A, can help. Aura provides digital security protection from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast. Like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name, Aura is there. Aura is easy to set up. All plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds, and experienced U.S.-based customer support that has your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription, keeps you in control, and guides you through solving any issues. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 months free when you visit aura.com/TMOS. This trial is for an extremely limited time and won't last long, so act now. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get access before anyone else, and 3 months for free. That's A-U-R-A.com/TMOS. /TMOS. Thank you, Aura. And now, we have been waiting for quite some time for the return of this gentleman, the man, the legend, the man that is referred to as the prognosticator of Harumph.
It's great to see him.
And, you know, little did we know that this relationship would continue all these many years. And look at him. He looks great.
He looks
like he had a wonderful summer.
Yeah.
He looks like he is fresh
and ready. Looking
Nikki,
good.
It is so good to see you, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I am fantastic. The band is back together, baby. Hey,
yes, it is.
We got
yes.
Spurlock on the drums, Mike on the lead guitar, Bermuda Boy hitting that bass. Of course, I'm tapping those magic keys. And our front man, he croons the women swoon, Pony Bennett.
Wow, he even had an opening. That is great.
Put a nice little bow on that, didn't I?
Nikki, I have to say, I don't know whether it's the water you've been drinking or what, but you looked fantastic. You looked like
how's
life
your
T-cell
count? You sick? What's going on?
What's going on with you? How are you? Are you healthy and happy, Nikki Diamond?
I am doing fantastic, Mike. You know, my whole life, I've been putting other people's first, putting the other people's needs ahead of mine. And
yes.
I finally said, you know what? It's time to think about me. It's time to focus on me, Nikki. Okay.
Kind of think you've done that all along, but yeah. So, Nikki, let me see, because it's been a while. It's been a while since we've chatted with you on the show, and I know that you were living in your buddy's condo. Kind of looks like maybe you're still there.
The Desert Green, fine retirement community.
Very nice community. Yeah. And how is what is the fellow's name that you were rooming with?
Ernie.
That's right.
How is Ernie? Is Ernie still with
us? Ernie is definitely alive because his Social Security check each week is cash, $1,500, $326. He's definitely alive because otherwise, you know, clearly every month it gets cashed, as does his pension from the Pipe Fitters Steam Fitters Association. So he's very much alive. All the fitters.
That's good.
Do you think we could see him? Is there a chance we could see him?
Oh, very busy day for Ernie. Thursday, big yoga day for Ernie.
Oh, yoga day.
Oh, yoga. Yeah. So he's made an amazing, miraculous recovery, right?
Wellness is his middle name, that Ernie, yes.
That's good. Maybe for future shows this season, we would be able to get a look at him just to, you know. We're not like doing a wellness check or anything, but we wouldn't mind seeing him on the show.
Of course, he's very much alive. So clearly I could probably produce him at some point. But yes, he's a very busy man, and I would be wrong to me to assume that he'd be available, but whatever.
Yes.
So, well, let's get back to you. I don't think we need to pursue that criminal enterprise anymore, but we'll let's ask about you, Nikki. How is your world out there
managing
in Nevada?
Yeah.
How is, you know, I know that things have not always come easy to you. You're putting yourself first now, and how about romantically? How are things going in that department for you?
Well, for a while now I've been calling my main pick of the week, the Merle, because it's a sure thing and in honor of Merle Rogers. But I have to say it's that Merle in these COVID streets is no longer a sure thing. It's a very, very iffy prospect with Merle. You got to have a background check and contract tracing and a vaccine card and double mask and a shield. It's only doggy style. I don't like that. I am a man.
Only.
I like to be able to move and operate. I don't want restrictions. So got to get it notarized. It's a whole thing with Merle. So no more Merle. Not the sure thing. We had a good run, but keep on trying.
I'm glad you brought up COVID because I was wondering if you got, did you get Pfizer? Did you get Moderna? Did you get Johnson?
Oh, yeah, your vaccine. Are you vaccinated, Nikki?
Or are you just sort of rolling with it?
No, I got a guy. Vinny Vax. He's my guy. I got a bundle. I got it all. I got the flu shot, the COVID, the polio, all that. One, it's a bundle. Just one shot, one vax for all of them. I'm good. Never been better.
Glad one that you're vial. Not going to get polio.
That's good. May have already been vaccinated for that. He had a troubled upbringing. He had a troubled upbringing. No, that was true. And Merle's not the sure. Are you going to have a sure thing anymore, or is it just not Merle?
What's that? Well, yes, I have a new pick that I'm calling the DV, the Diamond variant. There's nothing you can do to stop it, baby.
That's Very, very exciting. Let's get back to it. Let's get right to it, shall we? Because, I mean, tonight, how excited are you, Nikki? How excited are you? Tampa, Dallas, tonight, baby. This is exciting. Football's back. Yes. Lay it on us, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Let's go, Nikki.
We're back, baby. We got the champs, the Buccaneers versus the Cowboys. We've got the ultimate overachiever in Tom Brady versus the ultimate franchise that's an underachiever in the Dallas Cowboys. The Bucs are going to roll big. I say 37-24. I say bet the Bucs and bet the over because this is $100. You know what's going to be tomorrow, Mikey? It's going to be
$300.
Yeah. Oh, props. Abracadabra recounted. Grab ya.
Prop comedy.
That is exciting. What an exciting visual aid he put on this week. Oh, this is really special. He came to play. Oh, my God. Later. What do you got next, Nikki?
Well, I've got the diamond pick of the week. This is the guy you want on all your fantasy teams. He's a quarterback, but he's not one of the main guys. But this guy's going to be a stud this year, especially this week against the Atlanta Falcons. That is Jalen Hurts, quarterback of the Eagles. He runs, he passes, I say at least 3 touchdowns combined. Wow. He will lead your fantasy team to victory. He will light him up, baby! Wow. Next week, a tease for next week.
Yes.
I will debut the Fantastic Five. It is the top 5 teams in the NFL from 5-1. We'll give it a week, then we'll see what happens. And then each week, I'll give you 5-1, the Fantastic Five. Just like you, me, and Pody, all of us, the Fantastic Five. We're the dream team. You want to stop it? Stop us, I say, bring it on. You can't, and you won't, and you never will. Light them up, baby. I got all the vaccines. There he is.
That's Nikki. It's kind of a new format.
Yeah.
I was just kind of going with it. I didn't know what the hell he was doing there. But
he does look
all right,
good.
So, he likes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers over Dallas, and he likes Philadelphia to have a big
yes,
win.
Big
right?
win.
That's
big win.
That's what it is.
And next
Jesus
week, the debut Christ. Of the Fantastic Five.
Fantastic Five. That's very, very exciting. We have just a few minutes here.
Pony
we
did
have
send
to
an
break.
Interesting thing.
I sweat when he comes on the show. I begin to perspire. It's
Pony
exciting.
Said we should rename his segment Weekend at Ernie's.
Weekend at Ernie's, yeah. Ernie's. Nice to see his Social Security checks are getting cashed.
And the pipe fitter checks.
I thought he was going to drop us with the diamond variant.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's a work in progress.
Yes.
You never know. All I know
I
is when
it.
He flashed the Benjamins, that was a big deal
that
for
was
me.
Fun.
It worked. For me. Speaking of football and hundreds of thousands of college students and stadiums breathing on each other, Rob Spiewak got a little greeting from his son in college, who's officially a freshman.
I got no greeting, but I do follow him on Instagram. And
does he know that you follow him?
Yeah, I comment on it. And so I actually snagged this picture and saved it because I wanted Oscar to see it.
Yes.
Here is Robert, second from the right. Oh. At a toga party at his new fraternity, Alpha Sig, where he is apparently.
Can you send that along to me? I'd love to get a look at that.
We eyeball these young ladies.
Hey, no. Look at my son. My son is in the picture.
No, cute girls.
Yes, thank you. But anyway, it is, Mike, it is a little off-putting because, you know, he's up there and he's only been up there for a couple weeks and he's already truly in the college lifestyle.
They are still doing, after all these years, they are still doing toga parties at colleges. I am. You can't imagine how warm that makes me feel. That's funny. You can't imagine. Imagine how warm I feel when I hear that.
And,
that's wonderful.
You'll
news.
Note that his sandals are actually Birkenstocks,
ooh,
which I think is nice. I think that's
following
great.
Along with the tradition,
just like his old man right there.
Do you think he's? Do you think he's actually going to? God, he is so tall.
He is
right?
He's a mountain,
ho,
isn't he?
Ho, whoa, ho, Oscar.
That's
whoa.
Why I had. That's why I had to inspect a little bit, see what's going on.
All right, I'm looking at I'm looking at his competition right now. Did you do
no,
that
no,
too?
No, I looked
Did
at you the young ladies. They screamed South Jersey. God bless them.
What does that even mean?
What a lovely group of kids.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm sure they just took a brief break from studying to pose for that picture.
Wow, that's incredible. Looks like they were getting ready for a big night.
Yeah.
And, is he
continuing to get taller? Is he going to be like 7 feet tall or
something?
Well,
you know,
like
my cousin Mark is 6'7". So, I mean, it's in the blood that he could be tall. Yeah, but he's just crested 6'4", but he is
a kid
taller.
On the left, I think, could be trouble. Just between you and me, Rob. The kid on the left looks maybe like he'd be a little problem.
Yeah, I think, you know, he might be with his blue Solo cup. With his blue Solo cup.
And do you notice
lemonade?
That the prettiest girl, of course, strategically located between her two friends?
Of course.
Far away from the boys?
Yeah,
smart girl.
Protection.
Yeah, one of them is definitely the grenade. Let me ask you this. let me ask you this, Rob.
Please.
What's your level of interaction of like, hey, son, I see you're having a great time, but let's not fail out the first semester.
I mentioned it to him. I said, saw your toga picture. Yeah. I said, looks like it was fun. Ha, ha, ha. Get back to class, LOL.
Got it.
So, I mean, reminding him that what's going on.
Really showing him what's what.
But he is actually, you know, apparently, I've seen some snapshots of grades. He's doing okay.
All right.
So we'll see. But again.
That's the standard we have. That's what I had growing. If you're okay, you're okay with me.
But we're only 3 weeks in, so grades can change, and he's still at a toga party. So we'll see.
And look,
he still loves his ice machine. He loves his ice machine.
I love mine too. Although sometimes I have to unplug it at night, you know, because it's making ice all the time.
Mike
recirculating,
makes 26 pounds of ice a day.
It's very, very exciting. So I forgot that when it was just like, you know, in the middle of the night, Carla went, "What's that?" I said, "It's the ice machine."
So you got to drink more.
God damn it, Rob! He sent us an ice machine that makes ice.
That asshole.
Why did he have to send us that? Anyway,
I should have sent maracas.
We can't make margaritas every day. Do I wish we could, though. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the digital dumpster right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Have you heard the latest bonus show? If you haven't, here's what you missed.
Guess what?
It's The Bonus Show.
Ooh. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
All righty. You've been waiting all week, and here it is.
If you're carrying any type of condoms, this song is for you.
Bob hates the different, and so should you.
Boy, I'm feeling a little archaeological. I am a professional DJ.
If you don't have a bonus show subscription, what are you waiting for? It's your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power delivered to your device every Friday. Be a part of the fun and get your subscription now at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I lost my place.
That's all right.
I kept the prompter. And I've had a lot of problems with my machines this week.
Machine.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Ice machine, prompter machine.
Thank you. Yeah. All the machines.
So many
machines.
Words on this
portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Public.com. That's the one. That's the ticket. The stock market is made for public trading, so it should be more accessible for everyone. That's why Oscar and Rob joined Public.com. Hi, I'm Mike O'Mara. This is my show. Public.com, the investing social network where you can buy stocks for any amount of money and share ideas with a wonderfully diverse community of investors. On Public.com, you can invest with any amount of money. Invest in $1,000 stocks with just a dollar.
Yeah.
The ability to buy slices of shares offers more flexibility on what you can add to your portfolio. By the way, if you record this, play it back for your broadcaster in training and tell them how to read a spot.
Right.
That's the way you do it. You can invest in companies you believe in, share your insights on why you like a stock, build your portfolio with confidence. Oscar and Rob love it, don't you?
Oh, it's the best.
Mike, let me give you just a quick anecdote. Yes. Lululemon is a multi-hundred dollar stock. I can't buy that stock, but I can buy a fraction of it
right,
through public.com.
A slice.
Yes.
Buy a slice.
And you wear their products all the time,
which is,
you know, why you invest. You can do it with public.com. You're never investing alone. It's easy to collaborate and build your confidence as an investor. It's fun, exciting, and interactive. Public.com curates stocks with themes so you can navigate the market the way you see the world. Break free of the financial institutions that want to spend your money and make you spend more money and profit from your information. Go to public.com. Use code TMOS when you download the app to let public.com know you're coming from the Mike O'Mara Show, and you'll get up to $50 in free stock to get started in growing your portfolio. I just have a small question for
you.
Sure,
please.
This is for Rob Spiewak, chief copywriter of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Yeah.
This commercial is going to end eventually, correct? It will?
It will, and it's going to be great.
Just checking.
Yes.
We have the mandatory disclaimer. I should have known that.
Yes.
That,
Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures, not investment advice.
Thank you.
Boom, bam.
That's it. Now we have to open the thing see what's going on with that. It's been a very busy show. Lots of button pushing today. Yes. Button pushing. Internet.
I'm Morley Safer.
Oh, no.
Just that. That's all it was.
That's all you got.
Just Morley.
And Mike, I had to Google. He's not just visiting.
Yeah, Maury stopped working and then passed.
He's there, yeah.
I'm Maury Safer.
He's Canadian. Did you know he's Canadian?
I had no idea, but doesn't surprise me. I was a big fan, and I love Canadians. You know that.
I know you do.
A lot of those guys on 60 Minutes would stop working and then...
In fairness, they stop working when they're 90.
That's true.
Yeah,
Scott Pelley's doing fine.
You know, I got to be honest with you. When I think about it, I don't put an end time. I used to always do that. I had like years that I said, I don't do that anymore, which scares me because I really don't want to be that guy.
That's a good one, Oscar.
Mike, you said that yesterday. You said the exact same thing. You ranted about the same thing. Oh, fuck you.
Mike O'Mara's New Year's Rockin' Eve.
We're going to hell.
Hi, Rob. All right, no.
Let's count
backwards.
Over 10. All right, Mike, this guy was trending on YouTube, and all I can say is...
Was he? Okay, stop it. Not funny. Too close.
Is that he has got a strong dad energy. His name is Warren Stevens, and he sings, and he plays guitar, and he wears a smart button-down shirt and khaki shorts and an obvious hairpiece, and he sings one of Mike's. I know, Mike, you are a classic rock jock.
I love classic rock.
So Warren Stevens is playing all the instruments on this and singing the Doobie Brothers for you. Here he is singing China Grove with his dad Groove.
When the sun comes up on a sleepy little town down around San Antonio.
Oh God, that's horrible.
And the folks are rising for another day. Round about their home.
Oh my God.
His name is Warren Stevens.
They're proud of where they came.
Warren Stevens?
Warren Stevens.
That's the Warren Stevens get together.
Can you imagine that poor guy probably has kids that come home and they've just come to terms with his toupee and now he's covering the Doobie Brothers?
That's the Warren Stevens get together, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic.
Mike, I know that I would be remiss if I didn't mention this because you're such a fan. Derek Jeter made it into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And
I am a Red Sox fan who gives that Yankee fan an applause.
And he had
a noted coxman that treated women with class.
And he had a very, very entertaining speech when he was inducted.
Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me.
Mike, in the new music file, are you more interested in Eddie Vedder or ABBA?
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
I know you love them both.
Boy, such a choice.
It is truly a choice.
I don't care.
All right, let's do with the ABBA because this was... They sound the same. I think they did a good job. But here's the thing. They're getting ready. They haven't done a concert in 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to do the Digital Avatar concert, I believe, in October. No, next May. Next May, they're going to actually do like a virtual concert in London. And so they're going to still make money off their records. But this is their new record. It's called Don't Shut Me Down.
You know what? I love... that ABBA has stood the test of time through the movies and
Broadway show.
And just the idea that they're still celebrated. It's fun.
I was hoping there'd be a butt.
I don't hate it. Look.
Can you say that sentence again, just sort of roughly what you just said? And then
I finish?
Yes, you can.
Well, are you, Ross Perot?
And the idea that on TikTok,
internet,
Bitcoin. The amount of lovely young ladies that are in bikinis dancing to the ABBA catalog is just
Group
phenomenal.
ABBA.
Oh, that's what Lydia used to call them. Group ABBA.
I'm a fan.
I just think that, can I be honest with you about it? I'm not going to throw darts at what you just said, but I am going to say that it's always ABBA.
Yeah. It's just always ABBA. It's always about who's marketed the right way.
And you know what?
And ABBA has a machine in back of them.
You were there. You were there the first time around. And you know what? You were tired of them then. That's probably part of it.
It's just, I mean, there's so much out there. There's so much great music out there that they could reprise. But it's ABBA, 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 because they made a movie and it's great and we all dance to it. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, get off my lawn.
Okay. Remember, when the ball hits the bottom, it's going to be next year, Mike.
That's it. Very, very exciting. I'm having trouble with my iPad right now. That's what I'm dealing with.
All right, let's move forward then.
In my little board.
Oscar,
here.
This fascinated me, and I think Mike board. And you will enjoy this. Have you ever heard the phrase trailerizing?
Oh, no.
Trailerizing. This is when they take a song you know and slow it down in a motion picture trailer because it makes you pay attention.
Ooh.
Because it's something you know, but it's changed. Here's a recent example of it. It's called trailerizing. And as soon as they described to me, I said, oh, yeah, I know that they do that. This is the song Say My Name in the Candyman trailer.
You look like a Candyman. He's the monster that's part of this neighborhood.
Why are you drawn to this?
I'm hoping to spread the story all about Candyman. The mirror invites you to summon him.
Candyman, 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 Candyman.
But Candyman. It is Candyman. You don't realize that you hear it all the time, but you do.
Candyman. Yeah.
I think I made a mistake.
Who can make the sun rise?
Different Candyman, Mike.
Sprinkle it with dew.
But you have to sing it slow if you're trailerizing it.
Still got
to
pay the rights, though.
The sun rise.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan Seacrest, are you still? You're still making me Dick Clark.
Yes,
you're
I
just
am.
Too I'm funny for you, isn't it?
Is, it's
Mike O'Mara's stroking out. Rob Spiewak's comedy of the day. There you go. All right, what do we have next?
And let's close with this, Mike.
Yes,
from your hospital bed. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Hey, hospital
Bingo.
Bed.
Bingo.
All right, Throwback Thursday. I saw this. I said, "This is horrifying. This is a toy. It's called Baby Laugh a Lot."
Listen to Remco's Baby Laugh a Lot.
The audience was shocked at that.
She's the funniest doll you've ever seen. Yeah.
Doesn't this announce?
Just push the button.
I liked Anthony Martignetti better.
Sounds like Cookie from Kicking Cookies.
By Remco.
Remember, it's a perfect toy if you hate your children. Baby Laugh a Lot.
Is that a real, like, are they selling that now?
No, that was old. That was a vintage one. That's a
vintage.
It was a Remco, Mike. I don't know if Remco
is. If you played it, is that your last tape of the day?
That is, yes.
Yeah, but if you played it all the way in, you know what it would say? It burns!
That's your digital
Thank you.
Dumpster.
Thank you very
Have
much.
Have a good Thursday.
We got to get out of here. Our thanks to Sarah Hester Ross. Let me give her a proper plug here. She will be appearing this evening for a limited month-long residency as a featured performer at the Notoriety in downtown Las Vegas on Fremont Street. So go see her. Our Las Vegas people, please check her out. She's fantastic. And she appears every single Thursday night in the 90-minute show featuring all original music and comedy. You can check her out on TikTok or at Sarah Hester Ross with two S's.com. And she's also at the Piano Bar at New York, New York.
Gave me a lovely text during the show. She said she had a blast and she'd love to come back. So it's
that was a beautiful anniversary tribute. Started the show. What a show! What a show! Don't forget to check out our bonus show. We'll be back with a bonus show tomorrow. You'll love it. And thank you for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye bye.
Ciao ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
How would you like to be told that about your child?
He's minimally exceptional.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, Neil!